Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
Please welcome Peter Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, D-Ted Smith?
Migs. I like that. What is that? A Defy Mortis?
Yeah, it's kind of like
Day of the Death shirt.
Yeah, like a Lucha meets Day of the Dead. They did it for like one of their old show posters.
All right.
They had like a talented artist, I think, from Los Angeles made this, and then they turned it into a shirt. And it's one of my all-time favorite shirts.
It's a gangster shirt.
Yeah, I just love that Dios de whatever Mortis.
Dios de Mortis?
Los Bomberos from Seattle. I don't know why. Yeah, man, I always love that design. I think it's pretty dope.
Yeah. Well, and I always like it on Halloween. Somebody always shows up and on that full face paint.
Oh.
It's too much for me. Like, I've seen Vicky do it, which makes sense because she's of Mexican descent.
Yes.
But yeah, every Halloween party I go to, there's some girl in that full face paint. I'm like, I would like to. I don't know.
Yeah.
The idea of waking up in the middle of the night. Because I've been at a Halloween party, been having fun. And she's like, yeah, that's paint on me.
Oh, yeah. But there's nothing hotter than a chick that does it.
A crazy outfit.
Crazy, like the short skirt with the fishnets.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
All right, real quick.
Okay.
Have you seen the meme about the fishnets?
What's the meme about the fishnets?
I think I told it to you backstage of Painting the Grass.
I don't know if I heard that. Oh, I don't know, maybe?
All right, I said it. Vicky's friend was wearing fishnets, so okay. I told her the joke.
Okay.
She didn't seem to care for it, so I told Brad and Taryn.
No, I didn't hear the joke.
All right, so it's a meme, but the whole joke is there's guys on a fishing boat.
Yes.
Fisherman one falls in the net, and says, can you guys help me? I'm caught in the fishing net. Fisherman two says, sure, I'll help. But is it me or is Dave looking kind of hot?
Yeah.
And then Fisherman 3 goes, oh, Dave's definitely looking hot right now. It's the story of fishnet stockings.
Bro, that is so funny because I think I said once on the air, I was like, Danny, if you had fishnets on, I'd probably find you attractive.
It's ridiculous how well it works.
It's like, I mean, it's like back in the...
Oh, Steve.
Excuse me. I'm getting a little choked up about
fishnets. When you get on fishnets, the guy's going to die on us. Steve, stay with me. Stay with me.
Ted, put on some fishnets and give me some mouth-to-mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
But back in the Gentlemen's Club days, if a girl was in fishnets, that was absolutely the one I was going to get a dance from.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
100%.
Especially... the fluorescent green.
The green ones, I know.
Oh, my God, with the black light.
Well, that's why when you go to raves and stuff, like, some of those girls aren't that attractive, but they're wearing skimpy outfits and colorful fishnets. You're like, oh, I'm so attracted to her. And then it's like, you meet her in person. It's like, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
Just a regular girl.
Yeah, I was just attracted to the illusion. And then I mean, forget. We could go for an entire show about fishnets.
Oh, for sure.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are things with you, my man?
Oh, they're all right.
Yeah.
Still with some stuff. You'll be happy to know, though, I changed the background on my Twitter.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Uh-oh.
So you're still there, but now Taryn's in.
Oh, you know what? I'll make the switch as well. Is it that one picture?
Yes. That picture's
in the grass?
That picture's too good.
It is.
And like Taryn was on it. She had already changed her stuff up that I was like, I was sitting there.
You know what? That's a good call.
I was sitting there this morning. I was like, that's going to be the new background. My profile picture is still just me.
Yeah. So what's going on with your Instagram profile picture?
I've got to change that. It's from so long ago.
You don't have a beard in that picture.
I think
you still have hair on your head.
It's so weird. I just don't use Instagram. I need to be better about it. I like photos and stuff, but I don't think I've put out a gram in like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be on that.
Yeah. I was going to say, because every time I go and like if you like something of mine, I click on yours and see, oh, what's Ted been up to over there? And then I look, I'm like, he's still got that picture. I don't know if he's ever going to change. Part of me thinks you shouldn't change it because it's so funny that it's still there.
You know what, Steve? I'm going to change it right now.
Good, because I'm changing my profile header on my Twitter right now. This is the type of podcast that we... Can you believe that the company wants to invest in this podcast and this is what we're doing?
I can.
Yeah. There's really none better.
All right, which profile? All right, of course, the first one that pops up is all three of us.
Boom.
Oh, now here's the tough question. What picture do I put in there?
I just edited mine on the header, and I cut my own head off.
Cut your own head off.
This is ridiculous.
How about me with a shrimp cocktail?
Yes. 100%.
That should be the picture, right?
I feel like that's the only picture. You know what, everybody who's listening, you might want to just hit that skip button by 15 seconds, and then we'll hopefully be done doing what we're doing. Let me see if this worked. All right, that's better. I'm in it now, Ted. Boom.
Datta boy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It was time to retire Bert and Ernie.
That's what I was and at, Elmo. Too. Loading. Oh, this is an exciting podcast.
Oh, man. You can play at
there
home.
There you go.
Look at that. Oh, it's a whole new D. Ted Smith. Now I know who I'm talking to.
It's so funny. It's like I eat shrimp cocktails all the time.
Meanwhile, I haven't posted anything on my work Facebook page in over a year.
Oh.
The last time I posted something was like September of 2021. And you know what? To be honest with you, I don't miss it.
Now,
I still check every once in a while. I'll check like once a week. I'll check my messages and see if someone commented on something. Like I still commute. I try my best, but with a kid, it's hard. But even before the kid, I was just done. I made the mistake yesterday of, you know, because part of why I don't like Facebook is that the comments just get under my skin. Even if someone's not saying something mean to me, they're saying something just mean in general. I'm like, I know some people feel like Twitter's that place of toxicity. For me, it's Facebook. Twitter, actually, I have a lot of fun.
I feel like Twitter, for some reason, it's like you don't get as many. Whereas Facebook, people just sit on it all day. And frankly, yep. Facebook is just the room of toxic in my mind. And yep. There are always comments. And then it slowed down a little bit. But for years, it was always, I'm just being honest. Like nobody asked you anything.
Right.
That excuse is such BS.
I know.
You're being rude. I've gone blue in the face. And like, no, you're being rude.
Yeah, you're just being
a dick. Said to you, what do you think of the shape of my body?
Right.
That would be being honest.
Like if I said, be honest with me. Tell me what you think of me.
Right. I just posted a picture. It's like, now you're just hating on it. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, no, you're just the person nobody likes at a party.
Oh, dude, I was like, it was on Twitter, so it doesn't help my point. But I posted about, I was just so fired up about the Seahawks. And then somebody's like, Seahawks Geno's going to be figured out within 4 games. Seahawks suck. The Broncos lost that game. The Seahawks didn't win that game. The Seahawks defense saved the game. All this stuff. And I'm just like, cool, man. I'm just fired up about the game.
Well,
and
right.
Then he goes, I'm just being realistic with you. I'm like, I don't remember asking for your realistic opinion. Like, it's sports. I don't take sports very seriously in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, if the Seahawks lost, I'd be bummed, and then I would move on. No different than when they win. I'm fired up, maybe a little bit longer than I would be for being bummed.
Yeah.
But then I just move on, because at the end of the day, my day is not going to be made or ruined by someone else's, like, what they do to make millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Like, that's their... I just enjoy sports because sports are a good escape. I'm not going to get mad about sports. So take your realist opinion to somebody else who gives an F, because I'm not that guy.
Right. And like, look, I said it yesterday. I'll say it today. Like, they're not going to be good.
Well,
but
you're wrong.
Russell Wilson showed back up. Like, that was a fun, like, look, you're right. They fumbled twice on the goal line.
Yes.
Like it's not lost on us, but also Monday night, that was fun to watch.
It was so great to watch.
It was great.
Low expectations, and they end up winning. And Ted, you're wrong. I went through the schedule. I said it on the air, and I stand by it. I went through it game by game based on my gut opinion, which is really of no factual evidence, and really a man who knows nothing about football, clearly, because I have the Seahawks.
What did you put them at?
At 12-5
Jesus
this year.
Jesus Christ. 12 wins. I gotta pull up. Did you do this this morning?
No, I did this before the season started. And so far, I'm correct with my predictions. I said they were gonna win Monday Night Football. I say they're gonna win this Sunday against the 49ers. They're gonna
right.
Dude, actually, I have them going 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, they're going on a massive win streak, according to my thing.
All right, so you haven't beaten the Niners. The Falcons, I'll give you.
Yep. Lions. Come on, they could beat the Lions.
They can, but the Lions can also beat us.
Oh,
Saints?
Yeah. Saints?
I don't know.
See? It could happen. All right,
look,
Cardinals?
I hope I am freaking wrong. Yeah, we don't need TED Talks or nothing. Let's just get into it.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I'm wrong. I just think as the season goes on, like, it's going to be a tough sled season. And also, like, you know, like the Giants look good. Steve, you might have to dust off a Giants jersey this year.
Yeah, Giants, I got the Seahawks beating them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saquon won't go through our defense.
No, not at all. See, by the time, dude, that's so late in the season, our rookies are like seasoned pros by then, Ted. Come on. Cardinals, I feel like NFC West, I think I pretty much had them winning and losing against every team.
Okay, so Monday night, we were excited to beat Denver.
Yes.
Now, do you want to know why, when Denver plays the Chargers the first game, we're cheering for Denver?
Why?
Because then the Seattle Seahawks will be the only NFL team that Russell Wilson has never beat.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's beat everybody except the Seahawks and the Chargers.
Okay, wait, then we do need that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to call up Brian Thorpe and be like, dude, I'm coming over. Put me in a jersey. Like, I'm Broncos
fan.
But
that's the only win we want the Broncos to have all year because we want the number one draft pick that we're going to get from them, yeah. Not from us.
I know. Like, I was like, once I figured that out, I was like, oh, I'm being a giant Broncos fan when they play the Chargers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Buccaneers, I have them losing. Only
okay,
because
see,
it's in Germany.
That's the game I have us winning that we should. Because okay. It's so weird. It's in Germany. Giselle will be pissed at Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By that point, they're divorced.
Also, in Europe when I'm in person.
Oh, so are you going to Germany?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. You're going to go see them lose.
They're 1-0.
Raiders, I have them beating the Raiders.
All right. I wouldn't.
Okay, so far. Rams, a loss. But they're going to beat them later on in the season.
All right.
Panthers, I got a victory right there. Niners, later in the season, they lose. So they're going to win this one, but they're going to lose the one at home.
Huh. All right. I mean, we generally split. Last year, we swept them.
And honestly, originally, I did have it as them losing on the road and winning. I'm so fired up that I did make that one last-minute switch. The Chiefs lose to the Chiefs.
Chiefs are so good.
Right. The Jets, we're going to beat the Jets.
Jets suck.
And then we're going to beat the Rams to finish the season. It's not so crazy.
It's
12 and 5, Ted. 12 and 5.
I just don't know if we beat the Niners this weekend.
Well, that changes everything if that happens.
So that's the other thing, too. You got to keep in mind, like, right? It's a long season. It's an ebb and flow. Like, you get 3 or 4 losses in a row. Now it's like, all right, we got to focus and still believe in the philosophy of always compete. Because that's what worries me is like, that team's like, everybody was so fired up about Monday.
I got so fired up. I went on that website from China and I got myself a Geno Smith jersey ordered.
Did you?
I did. $20.
I should get one because, I mean, it's Geno.
To be honest,
it's Smith.
Because it's Smith. Yeah. Well, I'll let you know how it looks because I ordered the Rave Green, which I feel like could be a massive disaster because they always mess up the colors.
I'm just happy those ones fit.
They fit great.
It was kind of awkward that they had the little baby straps like we were going to get in a fight.
I know they have.
They wouldn't even reach our pads.
The hockey knockoff jerseys from that website, which is, I think, dhgate.com.
All right.
The hockey knockoff versions are pretty good. And I do love that they're ambitious enough to put the fight strap. If anyone knows, like, an authentic hockey jersey has the fight strap, which is the inside of the jersey. It's like a little button thing that straps to your hockey gear, so that way people can't pull the jersey over your head if you get into a fight.
Right.
But the one that they put for the Chinese version of it, is like a third of the size.
Right. There's no way it would fit on pads if we were wearing them.
No, and it was just it's just there just to say we made one. We didn't try that hard.
A for effort.
Absolutely.
Well, the problem I have is like with when I try to buy stuff for my cricket team. Is that it all comes from India.
Uh-huh.
And the sizes in Asia are an XL, but like I ordered a double X and I think it's like skin tight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, they're not made for the American body.
We were talking about on the air, some guy was like, I can't believe you're buying stuff from China. I mean, you might as well just support Russia. I'm like, you're texting me from a phone that was made in China. Okay. Cool, man.
Oh, when people say that crap, like, all right, pull off all your clothes right now. See
right.
What you're wearing.
Right. I mean, look, I get the sentiment. And then it would be like, I can't believe you're going to buy something that's not licensed. I'm like, well, maybe they need to lower the price on these licensed things. And I don't know if Geno Smith is going to be the quarterback forever. So I kind of don't want to make that kind of an investment. Sorry, I have a child
who
wants to go see Disney World. Or my wife wants our child to go see Disney World when we go to Florida.
It's like draping yourself in American flag gear. It's like, all right, well, it's all made in China.
Right. It's so funny. The things that people get worked up about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't get mad at someone going to, like, you know, wearing like a random knockoff T-shirt. But if you're wearing a knockoff jersey, forget about it. You've committed a crime that is just, it's a sin that you should never commit.
All right, so I am shocked sometimes at what people, like how much money people spend on jerseys and stuff.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I get it. Like some people, that's their thing. I do want to know what Mr. Seahawk does.
Who's Mr. Seahawk?
Mr. Seahawk's a dude, he's got like the hot blonde wife. They're always at the games. He's got like the giant like head.
Oh,
but
yes.
He has to have made a ton of money because they travel everywhere.
You're absolutely right.
And they're always in the gear. Like, I think I got like a friend, Facebook friend suggestion. And I'm just like, Mr. Seahawk, like you a lawyer, you a doctor. Like,
did you win the lottery?
Right. This is not cheap. Like, your wife has a ridiculous ring on her finger, but they're always at the games. They travel. Like, they go to, like, the Pro Bowl and stuff.
That's
and I'm
insane.
Like, I'm like, God, I'm oddly obsessed with Mr. Seahawk and Mrs. Seahawk now.
Kind of jealous, it sounds. No kidding.
Well, yeah.
I wish I had that kind of money. Just go travel around and see your favorite team.
Yeah, and I spend a lot of money going to games, but I don't know. For some reason, like, I haven't bought a real jersey in years.
No. Football jersey?
Even soccer.
I would never even get the super authentic one. I would always get the replica. And, you know, cause that's like one something.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was tempted to get a Russell Wilson jersey because they were $50. I was like, we don't really like him right now, but we'll like him again one day.
Well, all right. So here's the other thing with all the Seahawks stuff. Because I saw some of the national media giving Seahawks fans a tough time for booing them.
We're classless, according to Colin Cowherd.
I know, and I love Cowherd.
Same here.
But like, and he's from here, but like...
That was a stupid take.
I saw him on Monday morning, and he was like, that's just not how the Northwest works, and this and that. I'm like, Colin, you haven't lived here in a while. And also, when Russell retires and we put him in the Ring of Honor, he's going to get a huge celebration.
But tears will be shed.
Right, but the way it worked out and everything else, it just wasn't awesome. And I get it from a business standpoint. You got to sit there. But, like, you could have changed a little bit of the verbiage last year and been like, I hope to stay in Seattle, but, like, oh, I have no plans to go anywhere else. When you're behind the scenes asking for trades.
You're politicking to make it happen.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, just change your word or two. But I don't blame the 12s for feeling like they were lied to.
And I don't know, did you catch and I know we'll take a quick break in a second, but we'll probably talk more Hawks after that as well, because we're just so fired up. Did you catch the Russell Wilson post-game press conference?
When he almost said, go Hawks?
That was pretty damn funny. But did you also see, like, in a way, I felt like he threw the kicker under the bus?
Yeah,
I mean, have the clip. If people hadn't heard it,
we said you know, where can you make it from tonight? And he said 46 left hash. I think we were on the 46 right, 46 left hash. That was before the drive, and we got it. We got it there. Unfortunately, it didn't go in.
And I'm like, first of all, you asking the kicker to do a 64-yard field goal, and you're like, yeah, totally agree with you, man. I think you could do it too. I'd be like, dude, you're insane. We're not gonna let you kick the football at a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Like, I got him to where we needed to get him.
And you're on sea level. That's why I put out that tweet, welcome to sea level. Because it's just like, right, you're not in Denver.
I couldn't believe that. I was just
and it's Russell Wilson. If he does one thing awesome, it's come back in 2 minutes or less.
Right.
How do you take the ball out of his hands? How did nobody call a timeout?
That was weird.
Oh,
did you see the video of Peyton Manning? Call a timeout. And it's like, you paid all this money, you got this guy who's known for doing that. How poetic is it that he's about to do it again, but now against his former team at the stadium where he used to do it all the time? Like, everything, I know it wasn't the case, but part of me was just like, is Russell Wilson scared that if he doesn't get this drive, that it's going to be like a massive failure on his part? And he's like, I'd rather be put in the hands of the kicker. I can't imagine that's how he really thought, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh man, if I F this up, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
So the only real issue I had with Russell on Monday.
His suit.
No. Just don't stand on the Seahawks logo.
And did he?
Yeah, in the beginning of the game, he's like praying to God. I'm just one of those psychos. Like, not on the logo.
Yeah.
Stand close. You could stand close to the middle of the field.
That's what I love about the Kraken. They put the logo on the ceiling, not on the ground.
Yeah, right. Or remember
in the locker room.
Or what's the funny movie we like? Goon.
Goon.
Yeah, I'm just one of those people. Like, don't step. Like, come on.
Disrespect.
Yeah, it's like when Juju Smith-Schuster would go out there and do all his dances on the other team's logo. Like, don't do that on the logo.
I do love Shelby Harris taking a shot at Russ with this.
All I have to say is, let's run.
Oh, I know.
His post-game interview was amazing.
And credit to Gino. He's right. He's like, yeah, I've been in the NFL for 10 years, like a decade. Like, I'm doing okay.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
God,
that's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
Did you see Piper Shaw? Do you know Piper Shaw?
I don't know.
She does, like, the sideline or side ice stuff for Root Sports with the Kraken. She also does stuff with the Seattle Storm. She's also an incredible singer-songwriter. Like, she actually, like...
Follow her on Twitter.
Oh, she's awesome. And she's funny as all hell. I keep wanting to get her on our podcast because I think she shares, like, crazy stories about, like, growing up that are just, like... Part sad, but she spins them in such a funny way. She's an incredible storyteller. But after that piece from Geno Smith, she just grabbed her acoustic guitar and tweeted this.
They wrote me off, but I didn't write back, though. I fought back, now look who's 1-0. A full team effort and a one-point game. This won't be the last time you cheer Geno's name.
All right, yeah, because my buddy...
And it makes a fart sound.
So after the game, we were so excited. Like, we watched all the local coverage and then went over to ESPN.
Same.
But yeah, my buddy was showing me that video. And like, I always am like, yeah, I don't let NFL dictate my day. But watching that first half here, I mean, me and Mike are screaming. And then the second half, Sean's sitting on my couch. We got some Wingstop, a couple brewskis.
What toppings? What flavors?
Lemon pepper and Cajun. Good.
Perfect.
Oh,
especially lemon pepper. Lemon pepper is one of my favorite wing flavors.
That's my go-to.
Back when I ate chicken wings. Now I'd have to put it on cauliflower, I guess.
That would work.
I'm fine. I'll just drink it out of the bottle. I don't give an F.
But yeah, I was just, we were so excited. And like, that game was so ridiculous.
Oh, that
when they fumble the second time.
Oh,
I literally
God.
Go, I go, if they fumble, because I'm like, hey, maybe they'll fumble again with shotgun a beer. And then they fumbled. I was like, you've got to be S-ing me. Yes. How did that just happen?
And you know, in all fairness, though, like, everyone's like, oh, there's two fumbles. I mean, DK Metcalf had an awful fumble, too. So it's not like as if, like, we just, like, I mean, it happens. That happens during games. But, man.
And the first 3 weeks of the NFL season are just, it's a crapshoot. It's different. When you get to week four, we'll know who's good and who's not.
Oh, but the one thing, heartbreaking thing, it looked like the Seahawks have finally, it felt like they were going to figure out exactly how to use Jamal Adams again.
Oh, don't I know.
And of course, I don't want anything more than to see him succeed here because he just seems like a good dude.
And I'm a Jamal Adams apologist, but it's tough right now.
And it's not his fault. Like, you can't get mad at somebody for tearing a quad or whatever it turns out that it's going to be, but it sounds like it's going to be like a 5 to 8 month recovery, I think I read.
Is he done for the year?
I think he might be done for the year.
Damn.
So what happened? It's like, you got to be kidding me. Breaks his fingers, still figures out a way to get out there, almost has an interception. Granted, just went off his helmet, but whatever. Has an awesome sack on Russell Wilson. It looks like they're figuring out how to use him again. I'm like, oh, that was a great one. And then he gets hurt on that play.
I know. And that was my prediction, was that he would sack Russell Wilson and Russ might get hurt. But instead, Jamal got hurt.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We only have a few minutes, but we'll... you know what? Well, we don't even need to take a quick break.
Man, we don't.
We don't. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah. Well, all right. So the Seahawks game was awesome. Also,
but maybe you heard a commercial right there. I don't know.
Maybe you did. You know what? Yeah, you probably did. But also, the Mariners are still rolling.
Dude, back-to-back Genos.
I know.
When you think about it, it was because it was Eugenio or Geno Suarez. Hit that. Dude, that game on Sunday was insane. And then they had to lose yesterday. They better win today.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, if the Seahawks get out of September.
Dude, they're going to be 12-5. We just went through this.
I'm just saying.
All right, maybe 11-6.
If they're 500 going into October.
Oh, they're undefeated.
And the Mariners, if they're undefeated and the Mariners are in the postseason, this city's going to blow its goddamn lid.
And if the Sounders figure out a way to finish off the season, right?
Jesus, I mean, look, I was at the game Saturday. Oh. They picked up 3 points.
Right? And then the Kraken start their season in October, and they introduce their mascot, and he's awesome, or she's awesome.
All right, did you see what Cleveland did?
What is that?
Midfield?
Yes.
All right.
What is that thing?
What's it? Brownie the Elf. So, you know me. I couldn't help myself. I'm like, I got to figure this out. So, I've watched a bunch of videos. Apparently, Brownie the Elf.
Is there a history behind Brownie the Elf?
Yes. In the 40s, when the team starts, he's like their mascot. And like, everybody likes him, this and that. Then when Art Modell buys the team, he literally says in the 60s, like, my first order of business is getting rid of that damn elf.
No.
So the elf has always kind of been around, but I just like that Brownie the Elf now. And it looks like college football. I think it looks awesome. But their 50-yard logo now is Brownie the Elf. And I dare you, Russell Wilson, to pray on Brownie the Elf's face.
Gosh, dude, I'm looking at some of the old pictures of Brownie the Elf.
Yeah, so the rumors are
that
either, like, the original owner of the team just, like, because he's Irish descent and it's like something like that, or his son went to Notre Dame and it's supposed to be an homage to.
I could see that with
Fighting Irish.
I could actually see that. Yeah,
I just think it's awesome. They have a giant elf at their 50.
That's hilarious.
And I want to hate the Browns. I do. I dislike them, but I'm like, that's cool. And
I'm okay with them until Deshaun starts playing with them.
That's my issue.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But also, Browns fans can't do nothing about their management.
No, it's like I feel like for like how terrible like. I'm sure, like, with the Chicago Blackhawks, they had a lot of turmoil over the last few years. Some really crappy stuff. I'm like, that sucks if you're a Blackhawks fan. You spend your whole life loving a team, and then you realize behind the scenes that some of the people that are running it are complete and utter pieces of crap.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we went through it in Maryland football a few years ago as they were running spring drills, and a kid died.
Oy.
And then these stories came out that the coaches knew how hot it was, and we're giving them breaks and stuff, and it was like, all right, get rid of that coaching staff.
Right.
Like, that looks terrible for our... First of all, a 19-year-old lost his life.
Yeah.
But it's like the coaches were doing that. Like, just run them out of town.
That's how it was with the Blackhawks. There was like a certain, I can't remember, it was like a coach or something, like took advantage sexually of an up-and-coming player. And it was just like kind of like brushed under. I'm like, if you don't get rid of everybody that was around that might have known about what happened, how I could not be, if I was a Blackhawks fan, that would be the moment where I stopped being a Blackhawks fan. I become a Kraken fan or something. You know, like I just picked like, okay, you're the new team. I don't I've never had any beef with you. Yeah, you got Eddie Olchuk, our former TV broadcaster. I'm going with the Kraken now.
Right. I mean, that was with the Penn State stuff years ago. Yep. And then like all those people going to Joe Pa's house. Like, look, I get what he did for your program and stuff, but he knew.
Yes.
He knew and he let it go on. And like everybody kind of agree. Like I always tell people, like, there's a few things we all agree on. Like, don't go raping people and don't mess with children.
100%.
You know, even the worst people you know, we all agree on like a couple common things.
Yeah. Speaking of mascots, though.
Yeah.
So I saw this, but apparently at the Seahawks game.
Oh, I saw Jose tweet you back.
Dude, so this has been going on for months.
Did you bring that mascot back?
I don't know if I did, but I kind of feel like I might have.
I think you go with that.
I think I should. Because prior to that, nobody was talking about Boom the Seahawk. I start tweeting about where's Boom. I share pictures of me with Boom at the Super Bowl back when I went and see I got to meet Boom at the one at the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yeah, and Bex.
Yeah, and Bex. Winked at Bex, took a picture with Boom. Ted just winked at me and brought me right back to that moment. And I've been like on like this crusade of whatever happened to Boom. At best, can we make him the Kraken mascot? Because clearly they're not using him anymore. And then our buddy Jose went to the VMAC with Walter Jones, and I guess they were just talking to somebody from the Seahawks about it. And they were cracking jokes. They shot a video of them at the VMAC eating chicken.
That's what I saw. And they were like, he's dead.
Yeah, like, we're eating him right now, Steve. And I'm like, no, you can't do that to Boom. And then all of a sudden, at the home opener, who's walking around the aisles and the stands and going through in the suite area? It's Boom. He's back.
I love it.
I'm all for it.
I mean, Blitz is top dog, but why not Boom? Boom could get some shine.
Yeah, dude, it's still and I'm okay if, like, Boom never touches the field. If it's like, you know what? For on-camera purposes, Blitz is our guy. But Boom, you work the stands, you go in the suites, you do the hard work that really Blitzes. He's earned the right to not have to do that anymore. He paid his dues.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
What would be a mini version of the moose?
Oh, I'm thinking like a squirrel.
All right, all right.
What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe a little elk?
A little elk?
Probably because it's a Mariner moose. What do we have? Like, but I don't know how to work elk into Mariner or Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, because you could do Seattle squirrel.
Seattle squirrel would work.
The elk could be from Everett.
They got
a frog.
They got, right, they have Webley.
Yeah, they could have a little understudy. I don't know.
Tadpole? I like the idea of a little elk walking around the stadium. Like, and elk just gets in the 300 level. He doesn't get to come down to the 100 level.
He gets to hang in the little play area with the kids, too. Yeah. That's the only time where he's allowed in the 100 level. It's like, okay, Elky, you can go.
I also like that we have to hire like a 14-year-old dude. Like, this kid is just elk. Like, go play with the other kids.
Like, look, we got to let you go. Why? You just turned 18. We can't have you being the elk anymore. It's weird.
Oh, I will say, going back to Brownie the Elf, Steve, there was a period in the 50s where they had a little person being Brownie the Elf. Okay. I watched the whole thing on it.
No, I got out. No, I'm in. Let me see.
Brownie the Elf history. Man, this podcast is all over the map today.
Go Seahawks.
Go Hawks. I know.
I'm glad we didn't take a break.
I sometimes wonder, too, with my neighbors, right? Because I'm pretty quiet.
Yeah.
It's usually just me sitting in there watching the tube or whatever. But, like I am loud. Like, when I watch sports, when I'm cheering, it gets loud.
Especially that first half. How can you not be loud?
So I'm just wondering, like, I always wonder what they think. Because, like, my windows are open. I'm like, they got to hear us down there going nuts.
Oh, my gosh. They had to.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like, even in our house, like, I typically try and be cool because I don't want to, like, weird out Tatum. But I was fired up, and she was getting fired up. Like, I'd be like, yeah! And she went, yeah, daddy! And I'm like, high five? She's like, high five! And then I'm like, let's go Seahawks! She goes, that's not Seahawks! And I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, that's not... I'm like, I think she expected them to be, like, a team of birds. And I'm like, no, the guy's in green. That's the Seahawks. He's like, that's not Seahawks.
I went through it last weekend. I love dolphins. Oh, look, there's a whole team full of dolphins. Those aren't dolphins.
Like, what's that?
Well, they're football dolphins.
Yeah. Do we need to have this argument? You're okay with them being called Mariners? That's no problem.
Right.
You're okay with the Kraken being called Kraken. We go Kraken.
I mean, I don't think
Kraken.
Julio Rodriguez is actually a Mariner.
No.
I mean, he might go on a boat once in a while, but I don't think he's out there working the sea.
I'm pretty sure Philip Grubauer does not have a tentacle. But that's not Seahawks. I'm like, well, what are they then? Daddy.
Right.
That's my favorite.
You're the jackass. Right.
It's like yesterday we got a board game or a game called like, I can't remember. Soapy puppy or a sudsy puppy. I don't know. Some puppy that just like kind of like gets wet. It's a dumb little, it's fun, but it's a dumb little game for kids, right?
All right.
So I'm like, oh, well, we get home. We'll play it. She's like, God, yeah, dad. Me, mommy, you, daddy. I'm like, yeah, and Bubby too. Lulu, she's like, daddy, Lulu's not going to play. I'm like, you know what? You're right.
You're right.
You're so right.
So I'm sorry. I tried to have fun with you.
Sorry to create this little fake world that we're all in. You have no problem pretending that Mickey and Minnie are real and you're carrying them around the house. But
right, God forbid Lulu plays the game with us.
And it's always the daddy.
Silly.
Stupid idiot. All right, we got to get out of here.
I like that. I like that she does that to you.
Daddy.
Come on. Come on, Steve.
Oh, dude, she did ballet yesterday. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, she's just like, it was struggle not to have waterworks. She goes out there because, you know, hey, typically, like, you know, when we do like little gym, mom's, we're out there with her.
Right.
If I'm able to go, or I sit and watch while mom's in the room with her. This is the one where we sit in the room with a glass, like almost like you could bang on the glass like a hockey game, but they frown on that, apparently.
Good pirouette.
Let's go. Come on, pirouette that. Let's go harder. But she went in there and by herself and was just like listening to the teacher and doing the, oh man, dude, I was like smiling and tearing up. It was awesome.
I've only recently realized there's a starting position in ballet.
I don't even know. What is it called?
I don't know. But my buddy's daughter is big into it. So we were over there having a cookout and she was like, no, this is a starting position. You got to do this and that.
Yeah.
So like when I saw her this weekend, she was like, she's nine. She's like, you're getting better. Thank you, Sarah.
Daddy. Oh, it's called Soggy Doggy.
Soggy Doggy. All right.
We see these commercials all the time on these kid shows, and she's like, I want that. That looks fun. We're like, yeah, sure. Well, we ever see it, we'll get it for you. Never thinking we'll see it. We go to Target. What do they have? Soggy Doggy. They have it. All right. $20 later.
I still love that I bought Francis for a three-year-old birthday. Here's a little Odell Beckham Jr. doll. She just carries him around now. He's just a sports guy. We're a sports guy.
All right, that's pretty awesome.
Right. Jesse and Jamie are far from the biggest sports people.
They're like, Ted, what are you doing here?
Same thing, though. I was in Target. It was $6. I'm like, oh, I'm throwing this in with the other gifts.
It's like that old toy you had. Remember when we were all arguing about the stuffed football player? We're like, is that Joe Namath or is it Aaron Rodgers?
Right. I was like, it's Joe Namath. Like, it's obviously Aaron Rodgers.
Teddy. Right. All right. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. I know you got to go do some work. Mariners play in less than 30 minutes, so hopefully they get a big win.
Man, I it's so weird. I feel like every summer I get at least one day game in. I haven't been to one day game this year. It kind of fucks me up.
And I feel like there's more day games than usual.
Yeah, like usually we'd have a week off for like Miles is out of town or something, and I'd be bumming around town and I'd always go. But I'm like, damn. What was it? A couple weeks ago they were playing that Wednesday game, and I looked at Mike. I was like, I don't know, let's just come up with an excuse to go to the game.
That's right. We were here. We were like, I'm like, screw it. I'll just skip wrestling training tonight.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
I was like, because it was a nice sunny day.
It was.
I was like, let's go do it.
That would have been awesome. So we didn't, though.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll be talking about the 2-0 Seattle Seahawks.
Hey, you know what, Steve? Let's get it.
Let's go. Geno Smith, baby. It's the Geno Smith era.
Where are you at this weekend?
Nowhere.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
Yeah, just maybe a date night with the wife-ski.
All right.
I don't know if we might just have a night where we just get some takeout and play Soggy Doggy.
All right. I'm going to go do some tailgating hopefully Saturday afternoon before the Husky game. And then I'm not going to the Husky game, so I'm going to go watch the Maryland game. But I'll be moving around the lots. If you see me, you yell Ted Smith.
Oh, yeah. This is your time of the year, man.
It is.
This is when you thrive. Tailgate season.
Oh, it's going to be like low 60s, long sleeve tees, shorts. Your boys will be out there thriving.
I look forward to seeing some of the pictures.
Right.
All right. Have a great weekend then.
Yeah, man.
And let's not forget the most important things ever said by the greatest quarterback to ever play for the Seattle Seahawks.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
God, that's a good line. I hope he came up with it on the. Do you think he pre-wrote it?
I know. I wonder about that.
Because it's such a good line. I mean, I could see it either way.
I feel like Yeah, it feels like something like where like him and his homies are just hanging out, and one of his buddies is like, yeah, they're writing you off, and he's like, yeah, and they're all like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But then part of me is like, it just felt so natural. Like, it just, like, he was just in that mindset because he just won. He's like, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The juices were flowing.
It's the Smith power.
Oh, man. And I just love when the first thing he says is like, shout out to our defense. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Go Hawks.
Yeah. Ain't no bitch like Russell Wilson. I don't know.
Damn.
He's a nice guy. I mean, yeah. I didn't mean that as anything mean or anything along those lines. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All I have to say is, let's ride.